destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is January the 5th, 2009. Welcome to 2009. How's it going for you? And here we are on a nine of spades day. We're in spades territory. It's amazing how you don't have any spades after July in the year. And then come January 1st, it's predominantly spades, especially the first days of the month. Certainly the first 13 days of January are all spades. And then the first 11 of February and the first 9 of March. And those last spade days, the 13th of January, the 11th of February, and the 9th of March are all the Ace of Spades birthdays. Today's a 9 of spades, but it's also 4 of clubs. How's the day been going for you? I've been, you know, getting reports from different people that it's been a little bit of a frustrating day. And I'm wondering if this nine of spades has affected you that way. It's been okay for me. There's been some snafus, but I'm kind of used to that, and I just sort of flow along with it. People born today are they're the givers. Nine of spades means giving. But the problem here is that nine of spades people, they don't know what they're here to give, usually when they first show up. They don't know exactly why, what it is. But their life can seem sometimes tragic because the nine of spades is such a strong card of letting go. It's the nine of nines, you might say, because spades are the strongest suit. But people born today are extremely organized. Anybody born today is going to be sort of a neat freak. And they're going to tend to impose their neatness on other people around them because the Nine of Spades has a King of Hearts as its first karma card. And King of Hearts, in a negative sense, would be somebody who's a little bit dominating, strong-willed. For example, you don't notice, but Jennifer Aniston, she's an Ace of Spades, but her ruling card's a Nine of Spades, and she's known to have really quite a temper on her, something you wouldn't normally guess just by knowing her. There's not a lot of people I know who are born today. We have actress Diane Keaton and actor Robert Duvall. They're both Capricorn Nine of Spades. And Walter Mondale, who ran for president. Actress Pamela Sue Martin. Football coach Chuck Noll and football player Jim Otto. But it's not a long list of people who are Nine of Spades born today. Not on my list anyway. I'm sure there's a lot more than them. So if you're born today, happy birthday, and feel free to call in to get a reading about your card. So one of the issues of people born today is they're learning how to let go of their need to dominate other people, and especially in the name of neatness, you might say. That would be something you might commonly associate with people born today. Announcements. We have, for those of you who don't know, there's going to be a class here at my house on February 21st. We have about two classes a year, and a lot of you call and ask me when the next class is going to be. We schedule one for February the 21st. It's a Saturday. It's going to be from 11 to 5, a six-hour class. The topic of this class is going to be how to do great card readings. We're really going to go through the art of doing a reading and show you how to do it in an artful way, both for yourself and other people. And we'll even touch upon doing professional readings a little bit. You'll get a chance to practice doing some readings in the class, and you'll get readings from people in the class. So it'll be very interesting and a lot of fun. We always have a nice group who shows up for these classes. So it's limited to 15 people. The announcement is on my website, 7thunders, the number 7, and the word thunders.com. If you live anywhere close to Northern California, or you feel like traveling on that weekend to come out, we've had people come all the way from New York for the classes, you're welcome. The first 15 people reserve a spot, and then we're full. LoveCardsDating.com is going strong. We are still evolving as a website. We are adding new things, refining the features, making it more user-friendly. We're discovering that people need more assistance and understanding, and we're providing ways. I hope you've been there and enjoyed it. It's one of our service things going on here. So we've had a very interesting Christmas holiday in the light of all the economic difficulties that we've had. There was actually a fairly good Christmas for most retailers. The auto industry, of course, is suffering, the U.S. auto industry, and other ones too, because, you know, buying a new car often is a luxury item, especially when you already have a car that works. It's really not a necessity. And it, when times are rough or when money is in jeopardy or threatened, those luxury items go out the window. I used to be, when I was in my early 20s, I owned and operated a drapery business, believe it or not, down in Tampa, Florida. And we had a gas crisis. I forget what year that was. But one year there was a gas crisis. I think it was in the 70s, like 73 or something like that, somewhere in there. And all of a sudden, overnight, my business was history. There was nobody who cared about drapes anymore. They had to stand in line to get gasoline, and nobody cared anything about drapers anymore. Basically, I had to just switch careers instantly overnight. And that's how things go. And if your industry depends on people continually buying new cars when they don't really need them, you're probably going to be in a big bit of a problem when things get a little tight, which is how things are right now. Plus, the American auto industry, I don't think they've really done a good job in keeping up with technology. They haven't really developed any alternative fuel vehicles. They haven't really put stuff out there. Like the Toyota Prius is a fantastic car. I happen to own one. You know, you can routinely get 45 miles to the gallon, and you drive around in a little luxury high-tech sedan. It's really fun. And U.S. automakers have come up with nothing that even resembles that. So they're not offering alternatives. They need to change. And I think that 2009 is a year of change for a lot of us, but it's also 11. See, we take the year and we add up the four digits. In this case, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 9, and you get 11. So this is an 11 year. This is called a master number year. And this could be a year when some wonderful things happen to people. This could be a year when a lot of success and accomplishment occurs in people's lives, if they're willing to take advantage of it. And there are some really favorable astrological aspects this year as well. I do research for clients about prevailing aspects, and we look for days when the planets are harmonious, and especially when they're good for money and success in business, of course, because most of those kind of clients are interested in that. And we're looking for powerful aspects. And this year we have Jupiter, which is the beneficial planet. We always keep an eye on Jupiter. And Jupiter has just moved today into the sign of Aquarius. So all you Aquarians out there are ready for a good year, especially those of you who are born late January. You're already having some good luck from this. The Aquarians, like Oprah Winfrey, is born in late January. The Jupiter hasn't reached her yet, but it will. And, you know, with her other good fortune in life will come more. And this is a transit that will affect anybody with has planets in Aquarius. It will also affect you in a positive way if you have planets in the other water, air signs, which are Libra and Gemini. So Geminis, Libras, and Aquarians all benefit directly from Jupiter's favorable influences. Of course, it's stronger when you're the same sign because it basically the Jupiter will cross right over your sun, the location where your sun was when you were born. And this brings new beginnings and good fortune to all. So we look for Jupiter. Jupiter is the only planet in the heavens that takes 1 year, almost exactly a year. It's amazing. Of course, it varies a little bit from year to year, but as an average, it takes 1 year to go from one sign to the next. So about a year from now, it'll be going into the next sign, which will be, I believe, Pisces. And after that, it'll go into Aries. and so forth. But this year, it's in Aquarius. Now, the other signs that are compatible with Aquarius are, let's see, what it would be. It would be Sagittarius and Aries. So those two signs also benefit from Jupiter being in Aquarius. So, but even if you're not any of these signs, you probably have planets in one of these signs. You may not know that. You may not have ever got your chart done. So you can get a chart done at astro.com. That's a website where they offer some free charts to get you started. You can find out what house of yours Jupiter is in right now, because Jupiter is at 0 degrees of Aquarius, just started, and that will fall somewhere in your chart in one of the houses. Like if you happen to be a Leo rising, for example, Aquarius would probably be in your seventh house, the one opposite your ascendant. So Jupiter there would give you good fortune with relationships. So you can tell by your rising sign approximately where Jupiter is in your chart. And you can actually find out exactly where it is in your chart and where it's casting its beneficial influence. I mean, if you have Jupiter going to your second house, this is going to bring financial success. Third house is a time to buy a new car and to sign contracts. Fourth house is the best time to get a Jupiter in the fourth is when you buy a new home. Jupiter in the fifth is enjoyment, love affairs, just fun. Jupiter in the sixth is work and health. The seventh is relationships, marriage. Eighth is money through partnerships or inheritances, money you don't earn. Ninth is spirituality and travel. Tenth is your career, your reputation, acknowledgement by others. 11th is associations, friends. Jupiter 11th will bring really good contacts for business, professional, and personal. And 12th house is a time for inner healing. Jupiter in the 12th, if you happen to be a Pisces rising, Jupiter might be in your 12th house now. And it's not going to show any outward manifestations, but you'll get benefits through things like meditation and going within and doing past life regressions, things that work on the inner part of you, not the outer part of you. So this is where Jupiter is, but there's a thing with Jupiter because there are some other planets in Aquarius. Right now, Jupiter happens to be conjunct Mercury. Mercury's in Aquarius right now. And right now, I mean, even for the next, week or so, Jupiter and Mercury are conjunct, and this is a good aspect for signing things, contracts. But we have, what's really special is we have Neptune and Chiron that are in Aquarius, and they're getting very close together. They're at around 18 and 22 degrees of Chiron. And Jupiter is going to catch up with them later this year a couple times. So we're going to have this unusual event that I don't even know how often it happens, but it has to be really rare because, Neptune is a very slow-moving planet. It takes, I think, a couple hundred years to go around the chart. I don't know exactly off the top of my head. And Chiron is about 56 years, and Jupiter is every 12 years. So when you think about the possibility of all three of these lining up at the same time, it's a pretty rare event. I don't even know when the last time this happened. And all three of these together is an extremely beneficial aspect. And if you were going to form a company, you would want to take advantage of the times when Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are conjunct. It's going to be, I can give you some times when it's going to be conjunct just for your information, because I wrote this down earlier. Let me take a look. What did I put down here? Well, we're going to have Sun, Neptune, and Chiron on February 7th through 11th. And then we have Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter on the 19th through the 21st of January. But where is that Jupiter Chiron? Let's see. It basically is off and on for the whole year. It hasn't come in yet, but once Jupiter gets a little bit farther down the way, let me just take a quick look here and go ahead a few months and see. Okay, like for example, in May, Jupiter and Chiron and Neptune are absolutely conjunct, starting in early May, and that will be in effect that entire month. So we have some very spectacular influences available for people, and like if you were starting new enterprises, and even if you weren't, you're going to feel some beneficial effect. There's going to be a beneficial effect of these three for everybody, but it depends on you. What do you want to take advantage of this year? What do you want to have happen in your life that's not there now? What new things do you want to manifest? Okay? Now, these are some of the good things. There are always some negative things, too, because there's Saturn to deal with, and Saturn is in Virgo. So Saturn is having an adverse effect on anybody who's a Virgo, Sagittarius, a Pisces, or a Gemini. Now, it's already halfway through the sign of Virgo, so those born in the first, up to, let's say, the Virgos that are born up until about the 5th of the 3rd to the 5th of September, and before that, those people have already experienced Saturn's transit, so they're done. It's done with them. It's the later Virgo people, the people who have Virgo at 15 degrees or higher, or who have Sagittarius, Gemini, or Pisces at 15 degrees and more. If you have planets in that, you're going to be affected by Saturn. For example, my ascendant is 18 degrees of Virgo, and Saturn is going to cross over my ascendant. It's already crossed over once. It's going to cross over again through this year. Now, a conjunction is not so bad, but if you have Pisces planets, Gemini, and what's the other one? Gemini, Pisces. Trying to remember the other one off the top of my head. It just slipped my mind. Gemini, Sagittarius, excuse me. At 15 degrees or more, Saturn is still not done with you. There's going to be challenges ahead because Saturn brings some difficult situations. And Saturn has been opposite Uranus for quite a while, off and on. It's been doing this little dance between going back and forth, which I talked about this last week, how it's created some things in the world, like some kind of scary circumstances have evolved. Well, that's not in effect right now. It will return throughout the year, but not for a really long time. We're basically through the worst of that. So in a sense, what you can do is you can kind of say goodbye to some of the difficulties of last year. Now, there's still things going on, of course. You see the wars happening and all this in the world. But your life can get better. Your life can be, can get better in lots of ways. I was thinking a lot about this financial thing, and I was just thinking how good this is for all of us to have our security threatened by circumstances beyond our control. Because I think it helps all of us develop a better appreciation for what we have and a more clear sense of value. You know, in our society, we're taught just to keep, basically, we're a consumption-oriented society, especially in the U.S. I mean, we are just deluged with advertising and media that says consume, consume, consume. You can be like the movie stars. You can be like the politicians. You can have their stuff. You can wear their clothes. You can drive their cars. You can wear their perfume. You can eat their food. And this is what advertisers use over and over and over again. And we have gotten used to just being consumers. And it's an unhealthy situation, really, because we don't really appreciate what we have. I mean, I see this rampant in our country today, lack of appreciation. I think that having a difficulty with finances is really good. It helps people to get back onto what's important in life and what's not important. And this is why no one's buying cars hardly, because they already have a car. Oh, by the way, some people have reported having difficulty getting through to the calls. I don't know what the situation might have been, but now the lines are all working, and we've just tested them. And as far as we know, they were working before. You know, we don't really know for sure, but they seem to all be working. And you're welcome to call in, call in and reserve a spot. We actually have two people already holding on the phone tonight to talk, and I look forward to talking to both of them. So what are you going to do in 2009? Have you made any resolutions? Have you decided to have anything different? Do you have anything exciting to report? about what's going on in your life? Or are you just trying to get through it? Oh, by the way, and this is in my newsletter, I wanted to report that the man who, am I still on? Sounded a little funny there for a second. The man who actually invented and created the Weather Channel, his name is John Coleman. He and a group of 30,000 scientists have all declared that global warming is not true, that this is something that Al Gore and his constituents basically made up to sell energy credits to countries for lots of money. And they have insisted, there's a YouTube video, it'll be in my newsletter, you can read about it and find it. But if you do a search for global warming debunked, I'm sure you can find that on YouTube yourself, where he talks about it. They've repeatedly asked Al Gore to have a debate, have the scientists debate and show their facts and get things clear. They refuse to do it. They refuse to debate it because they know they don't have a foot to stand on. Global warming. We're having one of the coldest winters in history, in recent history. Global warming is not happening. So I had my little say about that. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and have your calls. We're going to start with my friend Jennifer from Miami. I'm sure it's nice and toasty down there. And after that, we'll talk to Veronica from Tucson. So we're going to play a song from the Bhakti Rock CD, and we're going to play the song Rama Rama. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. We'll be back in about 7 minutes.
Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. If you'd like to get a copy of that CD, you can go to my website, 7thunders.com, the number 7, and you can find out how to order one for yourself. And I appreciate all of you who have gotten one. Thank you for supporting my music. Our first call tonight, and by the way, all the lines are full now, so if you're trying to get through, might as well wait till somebody hangs up and not waste your time, is my friend Jennifer from Miami. She's born January 16th, 1956. Are you there, Jennifer?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Hi, Robert. I can't believe I got on.
You were early.
I was. I called it like quarter of, I think, or 10 of. So when he said I was on, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. So hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Psyched that I'm on. And I do have to share one thing with you. I burned my Mac out, and I had to go turn my Mac in today because I've been sitting in bed for maybe 2 weeks, not continuously, but listening to all of the MP3s from the show. And I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to have the Mac on a pillow, so the bottom kept getting.
It wasn't getting any ventilation.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm so addicted, you know, I'm so addicted to all of the shows. And I mean, I go to sleep, I wake up at 4 in the morning, I listen, then I go back to bed, I get up, I do my meditation, then I listen to another hour, and you know, everywhere I'm going in the house, the computer's going with me, it's out in the gardening, and I'm you're on. You know, I'm connected and you're on. So anyway,
that's
it'll be back
funny.
In 2 weeks. But it's also when
okay.
The shadow of the retrograde, you know, so I figured, oh, okay, this figures. But it was under warranty, so it's okay. My lessons were worth it. So now I'm going to have withdrawals. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll shut up now. Hi, Robert.
So, did you have a question tonight, Jennifer?
No, I'm not going to ask you anything. I'm just, you're the leader,
okay.
You're the boss, so...
Oh, okay,
yeah,
so you're having a birthday
work.
Coming up. What do you think
I
about
do.
This year? What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen this year for you?
What do I think? I'm hoping that I'm going to go deeper in my healership and with my reading, and I'm considering, you know, going deeper with your the magic system, and I get everything ready for the next half of my life with my spiritual work and my services.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds
really
good.
Yeah, there we are. Excuse me?
Have you looked at your cards yet? Have you looked at your cards yet for the year?
Yeah, there's some challenging things there, but, you know, I'll get through them. Well, let me see. Okay, I have... In the Jack of Diamonds, I have the Four of Spades with the Nine of Spades underneath it and Mars. But that four will nullify it, you know, whatever is going on. And what else do I have? I have the Seven of Hearts as Pluto, but I have a Seven of Hearts that's always in my orbit, in my life.
You have a lot of hearts in this yearly spread, I notice.
I noticed that, too.
Are you going to do everything in your power to avoid relationship for this year, too?
You know what? I did. Well, let's just put it this way. Relationships where the back door is locked up, yes. You know, as long as I get to go out and graze in the yard, I don't mind them. I'm not commitment-phobic, you know. But I definitely need my
Jack of Diamonds.
No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
The proof is in the pudding, you see. The proof is in, you know, are you in a relationship or not, and when's the last time you had one like that, see?
What do you consider a relationship? I mean, in a committed
having
wife relationship?
Just being intimate.
That's been quite some time. But
yeah,
I'm emotionally intimate. You know, I'm always my emotions are always in there. So
yeah. Anyway, you're a Jack of Diamonds, so you know.
I know. But I'm not commitment phobic. I'm really not. But I do like my independence. Mm-hmm. And if the right person is there, you know, I'll create a union. But
yeah,
I think
the right person might show up this year. Actually,
you think?
You know, and rock your little boat a little bit, you know, which you've been so comfy. Yeah, you've been
okay.
so comfy keeping people out, and I think you're going to meet somebody, absolutely.
Yeah? And what card do you think is?
Well, it's too early to tell, but it might be a Seven of Clubs. That is your long-range card.
I like Seven of Clubs. I was married to one.
You are. You should like them because you're moon to them.
Yes.
That would be a good. That would be a good card for you. You know.
Well, thank you. Okay, good.
Yeah. So that's all. And that Seven of Clubs, of course, can also mean spiritual studies, which is just fine. The big news is you're displacing the Ten of Clubs this year, so you're doing your ascent to the pinnacle, we call it. In 3 years, you'll be in the pinnacle position, the Eight of Diamonds.
So how about that?
This is a good time to launch new things and to go in new directions that will eventually be very successful.
Yeah.
You can sort of guarantee they'll be successful.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And you think it's going to be metaphysical or esoteric?
Well,
it's going to be mystical?
That's up to you, I mean, if that's where you're headed. The success is what's indicated. It doesn't say what area. You can basically pick the area.
And what if I wanted, if I wanted to put my energy in three different areas? Would that work for me? Would that 10 o'clock?
It might, but it's not indicated that that's going to be the case for you. The only thing I see three of this year is hearts.
Well, I have a lot of those around me too. I have a lot of three of hearts around me. I hope it's not. I hope I don't have a broken heart. So I've had enough of that.
There's no reason to have a broken heart. We're not. But I don't see that. I see good things.
Okay, good. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, sure.
You see that Eight of Diamonds and the Six of Clubs? Where is it? That Eight of Diamonds environment?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a prevalent financial blessing in my life?
It means you'll have money to buy some real expensive things this year. There'll
like
be some
all
expensive
your programs?
Things. Well, I don't
program,
know where it'll
program.
Be. Well, that could be one. That could be one of the many things that you buy for sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be limited. It can be a lot of things. So basically, you have the power to purchase this year.
Good.
So where you decide to use it, that's up to you. Yeah, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Where you want to spend your money. Of course, it's your choice.
Can I share my Jupiter year with you? I mean, my 52nd year with you?
You mean what happened to you in your 52nd?
Yeah.
You're talking about
the
year you're just ending right now, right?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead. What happened?
It was a very quiet year. There was a lot of tears, but there was incredibly deep healing. I got a lot of healing. And I was lucky enough that I had that Nine of Diamonds also. So my styling money wasn't coming in as prevalent as it had in the past. But it was really a beautiful, beautiful year. It was soft, and I did a lot of work, a lot of emotional work. So now I'm ready to kick butt my Saturn.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thanks for reporting that. I appreciate it, Jennifer.
Yeah, it was very gentle. Gentle year. It was a beautiful year. And I didn't realize that until I was just reading about it this year, because I guess I was so busy. I'm really going deep with your cards now and your teachings. So all these years I always heard about the critical, but I wasn't aware of really what it was. So it's nothing to be careful of.
So now you've had a direct experience.
Yeah.
And soon you'll hear about other people that have had it, and you'll learn even more when you see how it affects different people. Everybody's a little different about how
they
that
are?
Plays out. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Some people die.
Yeah, I read that too, that some some people pass.
Yeah, on it's a choice. It's not like, oh, something bad happened to them. It's a choice.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Well, it's not a, most people don't, in our world today, don't look at that as being a choice. They just think, oh, you know, something terrible happened to that person and they died. Rarely do they think, maybe that person wanted to die, you know.
Right, right.
But in fact, that's the case frequently, is that people decide that's enough and they're ready to go, and pretty much they say goodbye.
Right. That's true.
Well, it's great having you on the show, Jennifer. Thanks for calling in and being my guest tonight.
I can't believe you allowed me in as the first caller, so thank you.
You can ask card questions on here, too, just about the system, too, like if you're studying. Because a lot of people who are listening are card students, and they love it when we talk about card topics. So feel free in the future to ask questions about that, too, okay?
Okay. Can I just ask you one card question?
Well, actually, I'm thinking
we should go ahead and take
some more calls.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks
bye,
for being on the
bye. Show. Blessings to everybody. Bye, Robert. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Good night, Jennifer. Bye-bye. Okay. And, you know, Jennifer, you can always call again. Every week we're open for business. Okay, our next caller is from another warm place in the world, probably, Tucson, Arizona. She's born May 30th, 1963. Her name is Veronica. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
A Gemini, two of clubs, king of clubs.
Yep.
Marty Pants.
Yeah, I can be. I'm so excited to be talking to you, and I just want to say that, first of all, I'm really new to this system. I found you through Coast to Coast Radio, kind of led me there. And I hit your website, and I looked for the books that you sell and read. So far, I don't even have your books purchased. I started reading little excerpts and got me hooked. And I do probably what everybody else has done. I started looking up the birth dates of my loved ones and people that were, you know, significant in my life. And I was like, well, gee, you know, there's some validity, real validity to this. And, you know, I was listening to your radio show that you did Christmas Eve, and I really particularly liked that one. And it really gave me food for thought, too, because you were talking about tarot. And I've been doing tarot for, you know, it was always an attraction that I had since a little girl. And then over the years, just started playing more and more and learning more and more. But I really do, when you first said that, you know, what you had to say about tarot was like, But then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, you're right. This really gives you tools that you can work with, a real awareness that you can gain and do something about it. And I do think tarot has its place, but I think I'm going to do a lot more studying in this. So I'm really excited. And also, like I said, I don't know much, and yes, I do have some questions. But the thing about the Two of Clubs, when I read it, I was shocked. And, you know, of course, I was like, wow, you know, this can't be me. Because when I saw that I had, there's an Ace of Spades that I have, right?
Yes, as a karma card.
It's the karma card?
Yes.
And I felt, at first, you know, you always want to, you know, your ego jumps in. I was like, well, heck, I embrace that because I've always been interested in deeper mysteries and things like that. And they certainly don't scare me. But then I really got to thinking about it, and it's true. It's, I'm not the kind of two clubs that has to have someone in my life. I don't, in fact, I'm your loner type. But there always was somebody that I had to have a connection with. And I didn't really even see them so much as a lifeline. Because, you know, I'm really good at being alone. And being alone doesn't scare me. Although I have a very deep desire to connect in a major way with someone. But I got to thinking more and more about that fear thing. And it's so true. And I didn't really beat myself up about it, but at first, I think I just kind of thought about it on the in a peripheral way, and it felt good knowing about it. But it wasn't until today, later on in this afternoon, that I actually got excited about it because I realized I chose that Two of Clubs. That was it's something to be embraced. I used to think of the fear and what have you, because I always was aware of it, that it held me back, especially when it came to career, what I was doing career-wise. It really reared its head there. A lot of my issues, they come up in that area. I'm losing my track of thought, my train of thought. But I see it now. I got excited.
Well, you're
about
a Gemini. You're a Gemini, and you kind of like got caught in one of your little tangents there.
Yeah, I did. But the thing is, I felt a lot of gratitude, and I sent you an email thanking you because I love myself more, I accept myself more, and respect myself more, knowing that I chose a Two of Clubs. Instead of seeing it as a weakness or an enemy or something that I have to battle with and, feeling bad about that part of myself, now it's like, well, dang, I picked a card. And that's the energy I chose to work with.
Okay, so first of all, I would just want to share with you that, everybody has the same fear. It's just that it's more pronounced in certain cards. That's all. And the twos, all the twos in general, tend to have that. And what's interesting about twos is they tend to be the most attractive people, because two is a sign of balance and beauty. There's a number for balance and beauty. And they're feminine, which is nice. And to be feminine is to be afraid. Did you know this?
No.
To be feminine is to be vulnerable and to be afraid. Now, you're not just a Two of Clubs, by the way. You're also a King of Clubs. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that, and I especially like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Well, I didn't know much more about myself. Like I said, I'm a newbie, but it made me feel better knowing that.
Yeah, well, but see, and really, it's called the Planetary Ruling Card, and for many of us, the Planetary Ruling Card is actually the stronger influence.
Really?
I don't really emphasize that in my book, but that's the truth, is that most people identify with their ruling card more than their birth card.
I didn't know that.
So the King gives you a masculine side, which balances out your feminine side. It doesn't completely eliminate it. It doesn't, completely eliminate the fear part. But it gives you some basis on a really strong mental position where you can operate from. Like, I can tell that you're highly intelligent when you talk. It's really nice hearing you talk. You put words together really well.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of intelligence under the hood there. And that
well,
helps
I need
you.
It. Whenever
you yeah, we all could use, all the help we can get, for sure.
Yeah.
So, one thing I think it's good is to kind of like be okay with being afraid. That's been a big thing for me. My father happens to be the same birthday as you.
Really?
Just a different year, of course, but
yeah.
He's a Gemini, Two of Clubs, and he's just so smart. Even as I get older, I just see his intelligence more and more. And yet he made some terrible choices in the early part of his life and, didn't have a lot of common sense. He was smart as a pistol, but not a lot of common sense. But the main thing about him was that he was always afraid of dying. He just had
That's
this thing about... Have you ever had that?
No, I'm not afraid of dying. I fear it is part of my journey.
That's great. Well, my father has had that his whole life, and that's a common thing for Two of Clubs people.
Uh-huh.
To have sort of like a phobia around dying and transformation on all levels.
Transformation, spiritual transformation doesn't scare me, although it's the everyday mundane things that I find myself shying away from it. It's really, really, really come to a head this year.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Actually, I'm in one that hasn't really... Well, you always hear, it's strange, it's complicated. I have known the man, and I purchased one of your reports, the intimacy one, and it's really something. But the thing is, it really hasn't taken off yet. I've known him for a little over 2 years, and it's built up slowly. There's a lot of, good foundation there, but it really hasn't taken off. But I do have a feeling that it will, and not too long from now. I don't think I was ready before, and I'm glad that it built the way that it did. And, and it's crazy, too, if you hear, I really have not been in an intimate relationship with someone in 13 years. 13.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got talking to you, that you have successfully avoided relationship for a while. I didn't realize it was that long, but that's the feeling I got. Well, I have news for you. You're going to meet somebody really soon. You're going to have a relationship by your birthday. You're going to be having sex with somebody by the time your next birthday rolls around. Okay?
Well, great.
Yeah.
The guy that I'm talking about, and also we've never actually even met, which is met so too. We just clicked, and we stayed in touch online and by phone and by texting. He was born April 13th, 67, and to cut to the chase, it is significant, and it's not that I'm not open to meeting someone else. He's my moon, he's my cosmic lesson, he's my spiritual Pluto, we're Venus to each other spiritually, I'm his Jupiter, we're Mars to each other spiritually, and I'm his Pluto as well in his life spread.
Well,
when I read
it remains to be seen. See, when you're ready for a relationship, and oftentimes we don't even know. God knows, but we don't. We think we know, but we're not really sure. When you're ready, the person appears as the right person for you. It may not be who you expect.
Right.
So I just want to say that, because if somebody else shows up, you should be at least open to that.
I will.
Yeah, because I don't see this person's cards anywhere in your cards in the future. It doesn't mean that he's not going to be there, but it would be nicer and be more of a definite thing if I did see his card showing up. See?
That's true, and that's significant.
Yeah. Well, it might be. It's not always. I mean, I've seen people get together and they have no cards of either one of each other, but usually they're there. Usually they're there. So, but I do see you in a relationship by your birthday.
Great.
And this next period coming up, which begins on February 15th, you really need to take advantage of the influences and get out and be social. Okay, that's how you're going to meet somebody. You have the Playboy card, or in your case, the Playgirl card. It's a charm, it's an influence of charm and magnetism. Everybody's going to like you and then enjoy your company and want to be around you. You want to definitely have fun with that. It doesn't come very often.
Okay.
And that starts on February the 15th for you.
I wrote it down.
Good. So it's a pleasure talking to you. I could just chat with you longer, but I have other people waiting, and I want to make sure they get to talk to me too. So
shucks.
Maybe we'll chat. And I just looked at all your emails. I'll respond to you later on.
I just looked down and got
something
through.
Yeah, well, that was good. That's wonderful that you did. I appreciate talking to you. So thanks
good.
For being my guest tonight, Veronica.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, well, this is really nice that we have such full lines tonight. They are full, by the way. If you're waiting right now, I guess line 3 just opened up, and you can call in on that if you choose. We're going to take a short break before we talk to Beverly and Khalil. Beverly's from San Diego and Khalil's from Cape Cod. She's staying up late tonight. She's an old friend of mine, too. I'm glad to talk to her. On this break, we're going to play the song Sri Ram. And when we come right back, we're going to take the calls and anybody else who's called. We'll be back in about 7 minutes. Sri Ram.
done.
Welcome back. All right, that was Sriram from my CD Bhakti Rock, which is available on my website, www.thunders.com. For those of you who might be new, you can go to my website and find out what your birth card is. Just go there and click on the free reading, destiny reading at the top, the link for that. It takes you to a page where you can put in your birthday and you can find out what your birth card is. You can find out a little bit about it. You can find out what card you have for this year, what's the influence that's governing your life from one birthday to the next, and also this month and this day. You can have a lot of fun, and that's all free. So please go there and enjoy that if you want. Our next caller is from San Diego. Her name is Beverly. She's born April 20th, 1949. Are you there, Beverly?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
I'm great. I really want to thank you for sharing the system. First of all, you've done a lot of readings for me in the past, and I just have coming up on a thing here that I don't know if I should take it. I know we always have our free will. It's in regards to retiring. This coming up June, they have offered a nice incentive program where I work, and I don't know if this is the right time to take it or not.
Well, you know, I think I told you before, actually, that this would be a good time to do it when I did a reading for you, didn't I?
Right. No, you didn't say it wasn't a bad time, but I had approached it before. We had never really talked on that.
Well, you have, like this year, you have a Nine of Clubs environment card, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is considered the best time to do something like that.
Okay.
When you have a nine as an environment, it means that it'll be a blessed thing. So if you make the choice now to do it, then it counts for this year. You follow
me? Okay.
And absolutely. I mean, I don't see any problem with that. If they're giving you a fairly good, you know, retirement deal,
right?
Why wouldn't you take it, you know?
Well, the reason being, as if you recall, I lost my home in the last Witch Creek fire, and
yeah,
the insurance
yeah.
hasn't come all the way through. I'm still hoping they will, and if they do, I won't have any problems. But if I need to take my retirement money and finish rebuilding my home, it's going to be tight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned about it, personally. I
okay.
mean, of course, there's you know, always an unknown element. We never know exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
But your
right.
influences are all good.
Okay.
They're all good.
Okay, then I'm going to sign the
paper. That's good. That's good to know that they're all good. You know,
right?
So this year and next.
Okay.
Okay.
So okay, that's
I
great.
I don't see any reason to be concerned personally.
Okay, good.
I mean, every year has its challenges of one form or the other, but there's no reason here that I can see for you to avoid moving on in your life.
Okay, then I will take that advice and do it. Now, I have another issue. I have a friend that's had a really horrendous year, and I want to encourage her if the cards are saying so. She was born February the 19th, 1960. And this year, her husband got killed by a drunk driver, and then just 2 weeks ago, she was in an accident where a young man died. And it's just one thing after another. Her father passed away 2 weeks after her dad died. And I just want to give her some encouragement. I noticed that in her, I think it was in her Mars period, which is where her husband passed away, and he was 52, was a Nine of Spades and Ace of Spades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She had the death cards there in Mars. And it was Mars that indicates the male sex, so it's not surprising that it was her husband. So she's had a year of change for her.
Yes.
You know, see, like, okay, so she's this person that had this experience, and we would all say that's tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, usually we would say that's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
But every experience like that holds a special meaning for the person going through it. You know, like, there's a message in everything that happens to us. And I have no doubt there's a message in this for her. You know, and maybe she needed a change. I don't know. You know, I can't speak for her. But perhaps this is exactly what was needed to get her to move on or to move forward in her life in a way that she wasn't able to before.
Mm-hmm.
I know that her long-range card this year is the Five of Diamonds. That means change, you know.
Right.
That's what I see as being the real thing for her, is that she's made a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's ending a 7-year cycle on this birthday, so it's a whole new beginning for her. Everything is new. Everything is brand new. And this can be a wonderful period for her. Do you understand?
Yes,
it can be a wonderful 7 years. And I see love. There's going to be a possibility for love in her life again very soon.
That's great.
So, you know. But, you know, if she's not done grieving, you can't speed that up.
No.
The grieving process takes as long as it takes. So.
Right. No, I totally understand that. I just didn't know how to really support her other than, of course, being there, and I guess that's all you can do, but I just ache for her of everything she has
felt. Well, that's nice that you care a lot about her, and I'm sure she feels that from you, and that helps her, I'm sure.
Good.
That's all very good.
It is. So, well, good. I think that you answered my question. I'm going to find Paige tomorrow.
All right, Beverly, great talking to you. You have good. Thanks for calling in and being my guest, and have a great evening.
Okay, you have a wonderful New Year's, too. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, in case you're waiting, we have now two lines open. Line 4 is open and line 3. And now on line 2, I have Khalil from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. She's staying up late tonight to talk to me. She's the Queen of Hearts. Her birthday is 11/21/1982. Are you there, Khalil?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
hi,
what a surprise.
How are you?
I'm good. Did your mother put you up to this?
Well, yes, of course. But at the same time, I felt like, ooh, well, I want one too. So I had to call. And also, too, I haven't talked to you for so long. I think the last time I talked to you was over 2.5 years ago when we were trying to figure out the date my daughter was going to be born.
Yeah, it's been
which
a while.
Which ended up being correct.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, you gave me 2 dates, and one of them was definitely correct.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for sharing that. I always like to get feedback on those things, you know, to see how I'm doing.
Well, you did very well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So I have your cards up in front of me, and you just had a birthday.
Yes.
So what would you like to know about? What would you like to ask about?
Well, I feel like I'm going through some major changes, and I'm major sensitive, too. Well, I'm sensitive in general, but I'm feeling really sensitive, and I have a lot of concerns. Well, my relationship is one, my grandparents and another, and my mother as well, which I pretty much kind of have an idea of her, but I feel like I need some info on first maybe my relationship.
Okay, so who are you with? What's his birthday?
Well, I'm my boyfriend that I have been with for a long time now. He is born on the 13th of December, 72.
Okay, and so how's that been going for you?
It's a struggle, I have to say.
He's a Five of Clubs, and you happen to be a Five of Clubs, too. That's your ruling card. So I'm just curious, what is the most difficult part of the whole deal with him?
We both want to be the boss. We both are stubborn. We both want to be the boss, and we don't want no one telling us what to do. As much as I wanted to please him, and I was for so long of just wanting to give to him, I realized that I wasn't getting any, like what I needed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated, and I just don't know. I feel like we've been.
Well, it's interesting that you never took that step to go forward with the relationship.
Well, at one time I wanted to, and then, you know, I felt like I was wanting to marry someone who didn't want to marry me, so frankly, I felt kind of pathetic. And all of a sudden, like last year, around February last year, I had like this major like change around. And then I was like, I don't want to marry you. And then ever since then, we've been slowly separating.
Well, you know, separating and breaking up for a heart like yourself is tremendously difficult because hearts tend to think, they tend to identify so strongly with their relationships, you know. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, I am my relationship.
See? Yeah, and especially since everything that I have is given to me from him. You know, and it's nice because I feel like, you know, I'm the queen of the castle, you know, but it's really not my castle. And it's nice to have all the luxuries and whatnot, but I feel like I don't want to sell myself to not be happy. So I've been kind of having a difficulty, and I don't know if maybe this is the year things sizzle between us.
Well, it's going to be, it's always your choice, you know. It's always your choice.
The thing is, when I try to read my cards, I'm having a difficulty because I have so many conflicts. Like, my grandparents are, you know, getting older, and I'm very responsible for them, and I feel that I could lose them. And then I have, like, issues with my mother going on, and so I don't know how to read them or how to interpret them because I'm in this crossroads of everything.
Yeah, well, the thing is, okay, the way to read the cards is like this, okay? First of all, you got to separate things from each other so they don't all kind of get all jumbled together. You know, your feelings about your mother, that's one issue. Your feelings about your grandparents, that's another issue. Your feelings about your boyfriend, that's another issue. You follow me? So it's kind of good to kind of keep those things in their little respective categories as much as you can, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when you look at this year's cards, you have to ask yourself, what is it that you really want in your life, you know? I mean, you have to ask that question, because the cards present a sort of roadmap that we can follow and make a wonderful thing happen for us. We can have it be what we want it to be. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
So, for example... I'll just give you an example. You have a king of... You have a king of hearts long range this year.
Is that good?
You know what that card means?
No.
It means the perfect lover.
Well, in who? Him or someone else? Because,
well, obviously, it's obviously not him.
Yeah. Well, because there are, I'm opening myself up to others.
Okay. Well, you won't. It won't take too long. There's going to be somebody step in here real soon. See, you've actually already decided to leave this relationship. You just don't want to admit it.
Yeah. Well, no, I can actually admit that. I just don't know how to leave.
Well, you leave by, you know, you just leave. It's, you know, leave. You guys have a child together, right?
Yeah, and that ends up being like I feel like I want that foundation. I want that security. And then,
well, he's going to still have to provide for the child, but you're going to have to probably make your own money somewhere. But I wouldn't even worry about that. See, if you just stay focused on what you want, okay? Mm-hmm. You know you don't want this relationship. Don't let your fear keep you in it any longer. You're just... You're doing what your mother would do.
Well, she is my mother. I tend to, like, get a lot of...
I know you're loyal to your mother and all, but your mother's not a happy person. She's not having a great life over there. She's ill. I talked to her just a week ago.
And what's crazy is I even know that. I'm trying to push her to, like, be motivated, and then I feel guilty because I'm pushing her to be happy, and then I feel like I'm not doing the same.
Yeah, you have to be an example of happiness for others. Not until, you know, I really don't even like to give people advice about things if I haven't done it myself, you know.
Yeah.
And I know you're a very capable person, I know you. I've met you before. You know, I know what your energy is. There's a lot that you can do if you want to do it, okay? And there's nothing stopping you but your own laziness or fear, okay?
Well, I like to say comfort.
Yeah, comfort. Well, comfort is not the most important goal in life.
I know.
People in jail are comfortable.
Okay, that just kind of like kicked me a little bit.
Well, you know, it's a kick from love. I'm not trying to just put you down. I'm just trying to wake you up a little bit to see that your situation may be comfortable, but it's very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is.
You're not really being able to live. You're not really living your truth, and that's the worst. I mean, when we compromise our own truth, we've really lost it at that point. See?
Yeah, I feel like I've totally lost control, and I hate that feeling.
Yeah,
and that's
because you're out of integrity with yourself. See, you're only losing control because if you continue in this pattern of choosing from your fear, you will get further out of in touch with yourself. That's what people do in life. If they keep making choices from their fear instead of their love, they lose complete touch eventually with their own self. They feel like lost in the world because they don't know who they are, because they've refused to be who they are. They just let their fear dominate their choices.
Yeah.
I would hate to see that happen to you. You are a beautiful woman. You have great intelligence. You're loving. You're caring. You know, you make anyone a wonderful partner or wife or whatever. Okay?
So you don't think I'll be single long, huh?
I don't think you'll have to wait 5 minutes.
That always is my problem. I sometimes want to be single. And it never
What's that?
Lasts long. I sometimes want to be single, and I feel like it never lasts.
Well,
long.
You don't have to jump right into a relationship. I'm not seeing you get married. I'm seeing you have a lover, not a marriage. Okay?
Oh, well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. You should take at least a year to kind of, like, you know, recoup yourself and, you know, find out what you really. You've changed, you know, since you got with this man, since you started this relationship. You've changed, and you need to find out who you are again. It's going to take a little while. It's not going to happen overnight.
I'm completely lost.
Yeah, so you need to, like, first, get back in integrity with yourself and just look at your partner and say, listen, you know, I'm not in love with you anymore, and I shouldn't be here. This is not good. Now, you have to understand that his philosophy being a seven of diamonds ruling card is that it doesn't matter if you don't like it, you stick it out.
Yeah.
You understand?
He's like, toughen up, soldier. That's his
philosophy. Don't you fall for that or settle for that. That is not necessarily a healthy philosophy. You know, Seven of Diamonds guys are the ones that will cheat on their wives but not get divorced.
Yeah.
You know? And I wouldn't be surprised if he's not cheating on you because he's a five of clubs. They love it.
Well, I'm a five too.
Yeah, but that's your Pluto card. It's not as strong for you as it is him. It's his birth card.
Okay. Well, yeah, all right. I get you there. I know there's a lot of secrecies in our relationship on either side. So you never know. Oh, and the one last one before I let you go, out of just looking at my cards in general, when do you see the most difficult time for me and then the most easiest?
Well, the most difficult time for most of us is our Saturn period, because that's if we have cards that are challenging in a Saturn period, they're going to be particularly challenging.
You
have
like
a Three of Hearts in Saturn. You have a Three of Hearts.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. I've gone through one of those before in Saturn.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, but you're going to be broke up with him by the end of your Venus period, because you have a Five of Hearts in Venus. You are breaking up with
him. I think yesterday I had a moment where I didn't even want to say it, but I felt like, oh my God, this is the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, And that's going to cause some problems for you at some point, and that's probably what the Saturn period is about, but it's not anything to be concerned about. It's just life, you know? You're so, you Queen of Hearts are so concerned with your comfort.
Well, I just want
I was
to
having
carry.
A joke. I was making fun with a friend of mine. She's a Queen of Hearts. And I was telling her how, you know, I know several Queen of Hearts, and when they travel, they bring everything with them.
Okay.
Everything.
Well, I'm actually not. Well, okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, the suitcases weigh like 100 pounds.
Yeah, or I have like
and they go, well, I might need that. It's, you know, it's part of my comfort system. I mean, I find it funny. It's not, I don't think it's wrong. I just find it funny and interesting because no other suit is like that. Just the hearts are like that, really. You know?
Really?
And a lot of heart women are just like that, even if they're not the queen, you know? So your life's going to be fine. You might go through some discomfort, but you know what? You're going to have to get that to get your freedom back and to have your life be what you want to be. You can have everything, Khalil. You can have everything. Okay? Don't forget that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Khalil.
All right. Well, you take care, okay?
Yeah, feel free to call in again after you're making your change and, you know, you want to see what's going on. If you meet somebody and you want to know about them, call back, okay?
Oh, okay, definitely. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Good talking to you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. You know, Queen of Hearts are known to be the most, you know, feminine card in a sense, but they're also very, very powerful. Don't underestimate them because they have a King of Spades in Mars. They're the only card in the deck that has that. Don't ever get into a legal fight with a Queen of Hearts. You'll lose. I know Queen of Hearts that make a living suing people. They can do that because it's their karma. They have good karma in that area. Very interesting card to be, Queen of Hearts. Okay, we're going to take one more call. We have Tim, and I've spoken to Tim before. He's the same birthday as Bill Gates. He's born October 28th, 1949. He's up in Seattle. Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, Robert, I'm here.
How's it going, man?
Well, I've had a very interesting day, and I'd kind of like to relate it just in terms of the cards. I'm not saying the cards themselves have power, but apparently the energy that they tell you that is happening does, because today's a Nine of Spades day, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And I do weekly spreads, and my long-range card was a Nine of Diamonds. And
first week.
In my Venus period, and the top card is also a Nine of Diamonds.
Yeah,
well, I got laid off today from my job.
You got laid? Wow.
You know, and of course, if you look in, I've got a Nine of Diamonds for my long range card this year in my Seven of Hearts.
Uh-huh. This was meant for you. This was meant to happen to you. You were
clearly
in the right place. You weren't in the right place to begin with.
Well, evidently not. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because 2008 was the best year of my life, employment-wise. But, you know, I could kind of see this coming, and especially last Thursday when I did my weekly spread, you know, this Nine of Diamonds comes out. I didn't even really take notice of what day it was today, you know, like it was the Nine of Spades, but, it was a big corporate thing, you know, a significant number of us got laid off. I was one of the last hired, so of course I'm one of the first to go, but they gave us a good severance package, and the way I'm looking at it is that, who knows, this might represent the harbinger of a great opportunity for me, so,
it always does. And it's nice that you know that because now you can sort of be resourceful and flexible and look around and see what you might not have seen before. This is perfect for you.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I was in L.A. a couple weekends ago, and there's a community of people there that I'm associated with, the yoga community, and I thought, man, I wish I was down here all the time. So who knows, maybe I'll be moving south. You know?
Well, you have a five of spades displacement. You have a nine of spades Pluto. You're meant to have a huge life shift here, Tim. Okay.
Look at my Jack of Hearts planetary rising. That's got a five and a five as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, five of hearts result. Absolutely. So it's written in the cards for you. We could have predicted you're going to be out of here, you know, earlier. So
look at my King of Diamonds. There are five of clubs and five of spades in my Pluto in result.
Yeah, they're all fine. So you're definitely moving, Tim. You might as well start packing your bags.
Something's happening, you know. I'm really looking forward to it. It's like I say, I almost kind of knew something like this was going to happen, you know. But you know, you don't know until it actually does. But sometimes there's this gut feeling that, and I saw that, you know, the nine, and I thought, well, we'll just have to see here, because there's certain things in our product line lost the company a lot of money last year, and they had to do something. Like I say, last hired, first fired. So. That's the kind of day I've had.
I am so excited for you. I think this is the best thing that has happened to you recently, even though it doesn't seem like the best on many levels. I think it's going to be fantastic. And I bet you we'll be hearing from you in about 6 months and be going, you won't believe all the great things that have happened to me.
Yeah, it's quite possible. There's people, there's things, places I could go all over the country right now. So, you know, who knows?
And you don't have to even decide yet. You can take your time about this, okay?
Actually, I can. Yeah, I can. I'm in a fortunate position to where I don't have to really, you know, really scramble for, you know, but I need to kind of stay on top of things. But
so just take
and,
your
and
time.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, see, this is early in the year, and your nine of diamonds is all year long, and you just started the year. So there's going to be more to finish up where you are. You know, it's not going to happen really quickly, the finishing up and whatever else you're going to do. It's going to take more time than you're imagining right now. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that's a negative either. That's not a negative. That's just a good thing. It's just the way it is.
Okay. Well, looking at the cards in the coming months, they're all pretty good. Eights and aces, you know. It indicates, you know, things turning out, you know, in my favor. And
You got money there. There's money there. There's not really any problems. You could worry about money if you want, or you could really realize that the universe always takes care of you and you're going to be fine.
I'm not going to worry about money.
Okay. Awesome.
That's seven of diamonds for my King of Diamonds. You know, in the my King of Diamonds planetary rising. That's a long range card.
Yes, that's what I was looking at.
And I've used your prosperity book. And
the big money
book. Actually, after I started using that and doing the little prosperity, you know, things that you have suggested in there, that's when I got this particular job that was just laid off from. And and that was really a good thing. So I'm just gonna continue to do that.
Well, yeah, and you'll find that once you have that prosperity established, wherever you go, it follows you around. It's like it's your companion.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about where the money's going to come from. You just decide where you want to go. The money will show up. That's how it works. It's really fantastic.
I agree. So
just keep up with your practice.
Amazing stuff.
Well, maybe someday you'll teach classes on it, you know, because you'd be a good teacher.
Well, there's a whole lot of things on my agenda, so it certainly may come to pass.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks for sharing your story with us all tonight. I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed hearing how this happened and the cards, and appreciate you taking the time to explain it all and give all the cards and everything. That was really cool.
Well, the whole trip is not to be afraid of it.
Yeah.
You know, don't live with the fear of a nine. Just expect, you know, sometimes change is good. And if that's the way it is, then go with it, because, you know, ride the wave, as we say, you know?
Yeah, there's something, that change is going to lead to somewhere better, usually. That's what we forget to realize, is that we forget that it might be better.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. And every time something like this has happened to me, it always turned out better, so I don't see any reason, you know, to be... I don't see any reason not to be optimistic.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks again, Tim, and keep in touch and let us know how things are going, okay?
Sure, great. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, Tim. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that's a very interesting. I love these kind of stories. Thanks for all the calls. We do have more calls. We're going to take a short break here. On this break, we're going to listen to the song, let's try Closer to You from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we'll take Joy's call from Florida, who's waiting patiently, and it's very late there, and Sarah from Denver, and whoever else calls on line 3, which is now open. We'll be right back after Closer to You.
Sure.